Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
hanging out at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. And today we get a chance to talk to our head football coach, Raheem Morris, find out where he's at, get an update on some of these injuries, and Mike start to turn the page towards Carolina. We're also going to have a chance to talk to Jake Matthews, our veteran offensive lineman, left tackle. He's going to stop by the show a little bit later on. And look, the offensive line looked great. For those who got a chance to watch our pre-show meeting on Twitch and YouTube and all the places it is around 11:15, we talked a little bit about this earlier today. And Mike, the thing is, you want this O-line to mesh,
right?
And it needed to happen fairly quickly once you threw Elijah Wilkinson in there and you were like, okay, we're going to go with him, that decision being made. The good news is, at least coming from Chris Lindstrom, yesterday he was saying, or Monday, that he feels like their communication was a lot better in this last game.
Right, and certainly, you know, look, the Bucs had something to say about it. We know that Minnesota, like in a hostile environment, aside from struggling getting the plays in, I think just a couple of false starts, we got the job done, man. I mean, that's the thing, and we were talking to Dave Archer off the air. You heard our conversation with him on the air yesterday about, you know, play action, and Zach Robinson was asking questions about that and continuing to use the pistol. We'll talk about what he had to say. But all we need now is just to turn the red zone into the scoring zone. I mean, the red zone's got to be touchdowns. We cannot be limping out of there with field goals. So hopefully that is something that comes around. But as Day-Day, our producer, pointed out yesterday, they put a lot of money into that defense in the offseason. Carolina, we're used to Derrick Brown, but there's other dudes. So it's the Panthers, Derrick Brown, and a defense of renown, although they are 0-2.
They are 0-2. And starting 0-3, guys, it's almost a death sentence in the NFL. It is extremely hard when you start talking about winning a division or, for that matter, even attempting to make the playoffs. So we can really dampen their season by winning on Sunday. Michael Penix did speak to the media today, as a matter of fact. And, Mike, he had a few things to say. I think one of the funniest things that Falcon fans got a kick out of, and look, you got to give the guy a break. Parker Romo literally showed up last week and didn't know a lot of guys, right? And then after the game, you know, he's live on TV and he's like, hey, why don't you meet Flo? And he's like, who's that? But Michael Penix was asked about that. And Big O, I want to just play this because I think this brings some levity to the whole situation. It is serious because you need a field goal kicker to make his kicks. We didn't know which way that was going to go. The kid went 5 for 5 last week. But Michael Penix was asked about the fact that Parker Romo didn't know who Flo was. We're going to get to that in a minute. 404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you guys as well. And by the way, if you have a question or two, legitimate question, send it to us, okay? Dukes and Bell 929. Tweet it at us. Send it to us, guys. And again, if we can get to those questions, a lot of times we agree on a lot of things with you guys. And,
right.
And if you think, hey, can you guys ask Ra this particular question, we'll be happy to do that, man. Maybe we start doing, Mike, one from our audience every week. Because
right.
We'd love to see how you're thinking about these situations.
Hey, Coach, how much do you look at the win rate? And
No analytics. But, no, we will talk about the game plan. Like, he's not going to sit there and go, guys, here's what we're going to do against Carolina. So if you're asking for game plan specific, you're not going to get that.
Not happening.
But everything else is certainly up there. Maybe some questions about why don't you just leave Koo, you know, and move on and turn the page and say that, you know, Parker Romo's our guy, or as Carl said, because you still want that insurance policy. But as I said on our pre-show today, that Koo is not exactly a hell of an insurance policy.
Not if you don't trust him.
I mean, yeah. You know, this ain't State Farm. It's more like the General.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, you got collision or something. I don't know what that deductible is, but I'm not so sure about that insurance policy.
Here is Penix. We were talking about, asked about Parker Romo, who he knew and who he didn't know. He didn't know Flo.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. I saw that. That was crazy. He ain't no Flo. That's crazy.
Yeah, and look, that's how I think a lot of people felt about it when you saw it. You're like, this guy don't know anybody. Literally, he showed up. There was a competition with six other kickers.
Right.
Right? He ends up getting the – like, this was an audition. Literally, call the next guy into the room. Parker walks in and like, right. You're going to be the guy. And he doesn't know half the guys on this team because he hasn't been here throughout camp. So I don't blame him for that, but it was fun. It was a fun moment for the Falcons and Michael Penix talking about that. I also want you to hear Penix talk about the fact, Mike, you asked me, and I think we talked about this, the check down versus going down the field.
Right.
Right. Do we want to take more deep shots? Yes. Without a healthy Darnell Mooney, we haven't been able to do a lot of that in these first 2 weeks. But even without taking those deep shots, we've still been able to move the ball effectively. Listen, that Drake play was going to be a big chunk if he doesn't fumble, yeah. Doesn't get the ball stripped. But Penix and Big O back at the studio, I want to play the one where he talks about, you know, taking deep shots versus checkdowns. Here's Michael Penix.
I mean, yeah, just keep calling it. And for me, I got to protect the ball and just take what the defense give me. You know, obviously, like you said, don't force the ball. You know, we don't. That's the biggest thing. You know, we want to make sure that we win that turnover margin, and we don't want to give them the ball. So for me, it's just whenever they do take those away, you know, just taking my check downs and, you know, live the next play. So.
See, that's smart, man. I mean, honestly, as a young player, Mike, you want to make splash plays. With his arm, you could probably figure out in your head, you think you can get in there. That's why I think the Bijan touchdown in game one was such a big deal. Just drop it off.
Right. And we said this, and we'll bring it up with Coach. I mean, you're talking to Zach. You know, when you're running the football for massive chunks, just keep running the football. I mean, there's nothing in the rule book that says you cannot run it, you know, 12 times in that drive and not throw it. You can do that. You know, and then that's why I said, then let's get in that more of the play action. Dave Archer said it was just under a third of our plays were play action, which is cool, maybe more. And how comfortable are you with that? But again, to me, the only thing missing right now is just getting more points on the board. And we know there's some games where, as good as our defense looks in a small sample size, there's going to be some games we're going to have to score a lot of points. So yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we haven't gotten in one of those shootouts yet. And, you know, the Giants game and the Cowboys game is an example
of that. Well,
that
Buffalo game could be that game.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we know what Josh – look, Josh Allen is a one-man gang. You saw what James Cook did in week one. I mean, there's a lot of plays to be made on that. That's where that will be a real litmus test. If we can get through – and you and I were just talking about this with the injuries. No news on A.J. Terrell. So, guys, they don't tell us anything. They don't tell the other media anything. It's close to the vest. What my spidey sense tells me is AJ is probably going to miss this week, and maybe he should, knowing we got the early bye.
Yeah. I just don't want to force the issue, excuse me, with a hamstring
right.
And then have to worry about that the rest of the way. If this is week 15, there's a different approach.
Right.
This is week 3.
If you're going for the specific playoffs or the home field, but I just – you know what it is, guys. And I said, you and I said this yesterday. We all know a hamstring just requires rest, period.
Yeah. All right, one other thing from Penix is we're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. We got a lot of Falcons to get to, and Coach is going to join us, we believe, right after practice coming up next hour. Usually it's 3:15-ish, maybe 3:30, depending on how long they go today, but they're getting ready for Carolina. Can you give me the Penix talking about Elijah Wilkinson? Because it was such a big concern, and again, the quarterback continues to be asked about how he feels about his right tackle. And, you know, whether you say it's the blind side, in fact, it is. When you turn your back and you're throwing that ball that particular way for a left-handed quarterback, here's what he said about Elijah.
It's been good, man. It's been good to be able to see him do what we expected him to do and what we thought he would do. So it's been awesome. You know, I mentioned it before, you know, obviously with Caleb going down, you know, it was tough to see. But, you know, for him to be able to come in, step in and, you know, play the way that he's been playing, you know, it's everything that we thought he would do. And we're excited to see that. So it's been awesome.
It is that he's done the job. And again, we just didn't know what he's capable of in that particular spot. Right. He was a guard.
Right.
And now you're going to tackle. I hear you. So Michael Penix is happy. We're happy. I do want to address something when it comes to Penix, though. Mike, a guy hit me up. He said, Dukes, I heard you talking a lot about Michael Penix and all these things you guys believed in going into the season. He had a really good game against Tampa. I will admit that. But he said, I just didn't know. It didn't feel like he had a great game against the Vikings. And my response, Mike, and I just want to talk about this for a second. Winning is winning. But Every game, he's not throwing for 300 yards, okay? And the thing for me is he didn't give up the football. He didn't turn it over. And he took – that's why that first cut we played was so important, not the one about not knowing flow, the second one where he talks about taking what the defense gives you. Guys, Tom Brady made a living off of this. If it's not there, I'm going to take the 5 yards and live another day. And guess what? We get the move, the chains moving, and we go get a first down. What I'm telling you is the potential of what we feel like Michael Penix can be and what he ultimately is going to be, it's not shown its face yet. He's just been efficient. They were in the game. He tried to damn near win game one, wasn't able to do it. Right. Game two, take what they give me, we win the game. There's going to be this progression, Mike, where we start to see the things that we know he's capable of. So I'm not worried about that.
Right. And look, as you said, we're not going to apologize for a win. The run game was – he ran for 218 yards. Why is he going to try to throw for 300?
Makes no sense.
Not to mention, guys, if you
play to win the game.
Thanks, Herm. But as we said, and like the coaching staff wasn't going to cop to it, but Darnell Mooney wasn't 100%, and Drake certainly wasn't 100%. And we talked about – and Arch brought up yesterday, you know, guys squaring off their routes. I thought there were some plays that were left. We talked about why the passes to the end zone look so bad. Arch is of the opinion right receivers weren't where they needed to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a whole package that goes into evaluating the quarterback. Last week, he ran, he made an unbelievable death-defying, gravity-defying leap and dove in for a touchdown, and he throws for 298 yards. So, now he throws for 135. He ain't the man. Some of you guys are like little kids with this stuff. I mean, you got to see the big picture.
But this gets back to the whole numbers thing that everybody's caught up in.
And as I said, you can have, you look at some of the numbers. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes throws for 140 and they
doesn't
win.
Matter.
Does it matter?
No.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, they've won a Super Bowl with him barely going over 200 yards. Do you care?
No.
You know, if you want to go have a barbershop debate, is Jalen Hurts elite, or you want to go debate that with all the player haters like Cam Newton about it, knock yourself out. All I want to do is win a Super Bowl.
Egregious. 404-726-0929. Do not get caught up in that. Please don't. He is showing you winning tendencies, and he's not giving the ball away.
Right. No, like there were pass plays that didn't look right. I'm with you. I get if the texts are – you're talking about that. But the passing game, you know, we know this guy can do it. Did you not see what he did against the Commanders in a must-win game on national TV in just his second start?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy can throw – man, this guy can pull the trigger. The pass, unfortunately, that Drake London fumbles was a laser. I mean, he popped that thing. Has a tight window, man. Put that thing right where it needed to be.
No doubt. All right. Just wanted to address it. I mean, sometimes we go, oh, this guy's going to be great. He is great. He's doing his job, right? And you could argue it wasn't his fault we didn't win the first game.
No.
That wasn't on him.
He doesn't play defensive end who didn't get a quarterback on the ground or drop some interceptions.
That's exactly right. All right, 404-726-0929. A lot more to get to. Daily downloads on the way. Guys, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let the wise guys lighten and brighten your holidays this year. And also on the way, we will get a chance, as we mentioned, to talk to Jake Matthews here. And our buddy Wes Durham is going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. We always love talking Falcons with him, but he does so much college football. We'll get into that as well. Mike, the Dabo Swinney thing, man, you know, we talk about going viral these days. It's beyond viral. Like, that thing just blew up.
Yeah, man. All the text messages, I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
I got a kick. I was on Twitter last night, and a guy hit me up on Twitter, younger guy. And he goes, can I DM because it's too long to just tweet? I said, sure. Anyway, I weep for our future. He had to go look up Richard Nixon.
Wow.
You never heard of Richard Nixon?
He didn't know he was the president?
Watergate? I mean, I know we had to tell one of our update guys about China's history, but I was like, so he went back and looked up. I go, look up Nixon. You won't have Nixon and kick around anymore. He goes, wow, that sounded a lot like Dabo. I go, yes, that was my reference point. So I don't want to say what school district this kid was in, but I mean, you should know about every scandal heretofore has the prefix gate on it because of Watergate.
Yes.
And when Richard, for those who didn't hear it yesterday, Dabo basically, you're not going to have me to kick around anymore. That was like Nixon's, you know, I'm not a crook. Well, he was.
Yes.
But then there was on his way out, you know, that just basically you're all against me and that kind of paranoia. And look, as we said yesterday, you know, Dabo fans have come to expect him to be, you know, as Kirby would say, elite. Look, dog fans will turn on Kirby if they don't start winning more national championships in a year or two. You know how it goes. It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is.
Not fair.
I don't know how old you are.
It is.
Don't really care.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You know, I always say, Mike, when it comes to these coaches, and we're going to dive more into this as part of the Dog Report, go around college football. Again, Dogs get a week before Alabama. So it's a good week to kind of regroup after that amazing win. And sometimes, guys, we know this. You have letdowns after emotional wins like that. So it's kind of good that they get a break. But it's how you lose. And I think that's what's irking Clemson fans.
Right. And look. Part of this is Dabo dragged his feet. I think if Dabo embraces the transfer portal, the teams he had 2 years ago when it first opened.
Get there.
Do you feel, or if they pumped up the NIL and passed the hat some more? I don't know. Because, you know, he was slow rolling NIL in the transfer portal. One thing about Saban would bellyache about it, but he'd pivot. You know, I mean, he'd use his pulpit to say, this is wrong with college football. Now I'm going to go do it.
Correct.
You know, I don't like it, but I got to go do it to compete.
Because he was smart. How many people watched Georgia-Tennessee? You might be surprised. And why it matters, coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I get in all the text messages. I'm praying for you. Everybody's sending me devotions. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, where I come from, they'd be fired. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
See, we're just talking about results-driven businesses. And just real quick, take you behind the curtain, behind the curtain. Don't forget our podcast. We also go behind the curtain. A lot of going behind the curtain on Dukes and Bell, Carl. Live from the Ticketmaster Studios. No, we got Carl's got a bunch of friends. We've got a bunch of friends in Florida, Carl in Texas, and, of course, here in Georgia that all coach high school football. And as you guys know, it's big money too, right? I mean, what these guys make, but the results got to be there. It's just it's hard times for some of our friends.
Well, look, if you have an established high school program, what we were talking about is some of the bigger programs around town,
right?
Haven't won recently, and so that led us down to this conversation about, you know, some programs struggling. And if you are a prominent program that has a history, and there are tons of them here in our great state of Georgia. And you're a coach that's head of that high school program. There are expectations, just like with Kirby.
Right.
And if you're not competing, You don't have to win it every year. But if you're not competing for state championships, if you're not getting to semifinals, if you're not at Mercedes-Benz every other few seasons, yeah, Mike, then you know what? Guys get let go at the high school level. And it sounds crazy, but that's how serious our high school football is.
Right.
And in other states, I don't care what they do in Missouri. They, you know, a guy could be there 35 years and nobody cares. I was saying to Mike,
right,
where I come from, if you are from a prominent program, you lose to your rival, and you're not in the playoffs in 3 years, they got a new head coach.
Exactly right.
That's just what it is.
And that just kind of dovetails in how we had the conversation yesterday. And look, I get it. Maybe you people are more compassionate. Certainly, some of you are softer than I am. But hey, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just being straight with you about results. You know, the kicking position is one that, you know, it's, you just don't want to be like one of those teams. And we talked about how Tampa had like almost like 10 years where they were off in the weeds after Matt Bryant came to us. It's one thing you don't want to have to worry about. And that's why I'm really rooting for Parker. I'm not rooting against Koo. I'm just telling you that Koo had his opportunities and he blew it.
He did.
And so now if you're Parker Romo and you're called on to kick, hopefully not more than two or three and just extra points, but if he makes his kicks outdoors, then what more do you need to see?
Yeah, it's a big decision because and here's the fear, right? And we'll ask Coach about this. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys, inside of Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell. But if you say right now in week three, going into week four, that you are going to let Koo go, and by the way, there are some savings to this. They won't admit, you know, that's the reason. I mean, that wasn't going into the season. That wasn't their plan. They right. weren't trying to save $2 million by releasing him, but they will. If they do that now and this backfires, then they're going to feel like, and you're going to feel like they rushed a judgment on this instead of allowing it to play out.
Right.
But you also can't allow it to play out so long that you feel like no decision or decisive decision has been made. I said to Mike and Day-Day today, and Big O, I feel like they're trying to get to the bye week. I feel like they're trying to move this along. Parker probably kicks this week. Mm-hmm. Maybe even you bring Koo back potentially because, again, if you keep Parker up here three straight weeks, then all of a sudden now you have to make this decision longer than what you expected. The bottom line is you get to the bye week, and then you can evaluate because you get an extra week, Mike. And now you're 5 weeks in. You know where Koo is, where his head is. You've seen him enough at practice. You maybe put him through the ringer. And then you make your decision if you have to at that point. But I don't think they want to do it right now.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's something we're kind of talking hypotheticals, but I just don't know how Koo maintains his confidence knowing this kid just did his job up there like he did in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
And if you throw him out there, and again, if Koo misses it, then again, to me, eventually this will get back to Terry Fontenot's desk because, you know, we didn't really address this in the offseason.
Yeah, it's hard. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Want to remind you that Friday, get the weekend started. Special broadcast of middays. Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw, guys. Come by, have lunch, enjoy the food, drinks, scenic views, and get ready for a big football weekend with Sports Radio 929 The Game. Andy and Randy in Kennesaw on Friday. All right, before we get to the daily download, the cool thing is that now viewership is tied to this revenue pie. And we're talking about college football. And when we say guys should get paid, because that was just the basics, right? Guys should get paid. But this revenue pie is way bigger than that. And so for Georgia-Tennessee, 15.9 million viewers watched that game last week. And at some points, guys, it peaked even higher because at the end, when the game goes to overtime, right, that's when people are on social media going, oh, my God, I can't believe this, and people start jumping in, even in the fourth quarter. But it's the most watched 3:30 game on ABC since 2006. And Mike and I, we were saying, okay, dog fans, I mean, you can be conceited here and go, well, of course everybody watches the dogs. Hadn't always been that way. This was about how intriguing this game was and the fact that, Mike, you couldn't turn away because somebody was scoring. It felt like every possession.
But why are you stuck with Pat McAfee and Stephen A. on everything out there on ESPN? Because they spent all their money to get the SEC.
That's right.
This would normally – and, again, the largest 3:30 game because all the other 3:30 time slots those last 12, 15 years were won by CBS.
That's right.
Because CBS – and, again, I texted Ness the other day. He was up in the Midwest, and I was like, man, we miss you. I wish
– it's not the same.
To hear Ness – imagine Ness calling that Georgia, Tennessee.
Same.
No disrespect to
no.
Fowler does a good job. I just think Ness does it better.
Okay, now you're over. Who's the college guy you're over right now? You're not over. I'm over Fowler. You're over.
I'm over Joe. Although I got to be honest, the Florida State Alabama game, because I was at it and then I came home, and of course I want to revel in it and watch it. And normally I find Joe Testator so over the top and so ham bone that it's just unlistenable. But when it's your team, Florida State is dominating another big Florida, the Seminoles, and listen to that crap. It's like, Yeah, you go, Joe Jackson. It's not so annoying when it's your squad.
No, he's pumping you
up.
But
he's really, I mean, he really was like a hype man for FSU. But
look, Fowler's on everything now.
But Fowler,
like,
and the same goes for Herbstreit. Nothing against Kirk. And I'm not going to complain about him bringing his dog everywhere. If I could, I would. If I could have Ike and Ellie here today, that'd be fun. If somebody have to walk him during the long segments, that's not so cool. But Kirk, he's overexposed. You don't need Herbstreit on Amazon. And I've said this a million times. You know, whatever he's got left in the tank, you know, I feel about Al Michaels. I love him.
So,
I know he's so dry. He kind of rubs younger listeners and viewers off. But I would say if you had a more compelling, I would have rather seen Richard Sherman in there with Ryan Fitzpatrick just to give us something fresh.
With Al?
Why do I need a college guy calling NFL games on a Thursday?
Well, it's the perception, and that's part of it. Fowler, for those who don't know, and you didn't stay up because most of y'all didn't, Day-Day, Fowler called the second Monday night game.
Right.
And I thought it was terrible. And he's really good at what he does, but I was like, and why would, you know, we're going down this road right now because we're talking about Georgia, Tennessee, and then how much we miss our buddy Ness being on CBS.
Right.
But it's not the same. That's where I'm going. But yeah, he called that game, and I was like, I didn't think he was good. I didn't think he was good at all.
Well, because he's doing 5,000 things.
Well,
man,
people always say, like, yeah, I don't watch for the announcers. No, but they can ruin the game for you.
Yeah, but sometimes, like I said, guys, like if you grew up with Keith Jackson, there was something so big. Now, granted, football was simpler back then. The old conferences were different. But Keith Jackson and Frank Broyles, man, it's like if you grew up in the South, and I grew up in New York. See, I did the Southern accent intrigued me as a kid up in Long Island, right? You know, like Keith Jackson. I'll tell you, Keith, that defense is really bringing it today. I just loved it. It was just such an easy listen.
It was,
you know, and it was smooth. Didn't get out. Let the pictures tell the story. Not over the top, you know.
Oh, Nelly.
I mean, it was.
He was great.
I even remember one of my first memories is watching college football, Georgia Tech with Pepper Rodgers, and it was, Eddie Lee Ivory and Keith Jackson. Here comes Eddie Lee Ivory around the corner with a full head of steam. You know, today, yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe some of these guys will assert themselves, but there's just a lot of guys that all kind of sound the same.
I feel you. Real quick, let's bring Day-Day in. I want to talk about this before we get to the Daily Download. It's on the way, guys. We're live at Falcons today up here at Flower Branch, but we were talking about this revenue pie. We described it today.
That's how we got on the TV conversation.
Yes, and the reason why it's important is the more people who watch your program nowadays, right, at the end of this thing, you get a bigger piece of the pie. So explain what we were talking about today on our show call.
Yeah, so basically how it works is, and right now, like, for example, since we're talking about Texas and Tennessee and Georgia, right? So the way it works for the SEC is there's the percentage that everyone gets, but the most you can get for SEC, and I don't know if it's everybody's conference is the same, but the most you can cap out at in the SEC is 22% of the pie.
Okay.
All right. So obviously the more viewership you're generating, you increase that percentage of, you know, getting, you know, maybe that max
all the way up to
22% in the SEC.
And what we're saying is the more people are interested in your program,
right,
if you're winning, obviously you're playing these big games. And you know, I think this is the way it should be. And this gets us back to the whole conversation about why we thought the ACC might break up, because at that time, getting us to Dabo Sweeney, Clemson and Florida State were like, yo, we're the show. We're getting the most viewership. Why aren't we getting more money in this deal? And obviously they have come back, you know, from that and resolve some of those issues as schools are getting more. But I think that's a big part of why, you know, we used to be like, oh, how many people are watching? It matters now, and it helps.
Right. And, you know, part of the ACC's problem, you know, I mean, it's not compelling. You know, it's got – now, this is great. If Georgia Tech – and we've been talking about this for years with Georgia Tech, and now it looks like it's finally happening. Knock wood. But, you know, we were talking today on the pre-show on – it's on YouTube. It's on Switch. Twitch, what the hell is it? Sound like, it sounds freaky. It's on the Switch.
I don't care.
But it's on Twitch. And we were talking about Virginia Tech. You know, Virginia Tech, man, they can't find a head coach.
No.
They're talking about Mike Vick and bringing Shane. Neither one of these guys want to do it. And, you know, I was talking with Day-Day off the air. Miami hasn't won a national championship since, 2001, and Virginia Tech's looking up at them.
It's a long time.
So I just don't know. It's going to be really hard to find that guy, and you've got to get everybody on board and start coughing up the loot to get that collective going with the NIL.
Yeah, because that's what matters nowadays. All right, we're coming back. We got to talk about what else is going on. Braves won a doubleheader. Also, there was history made last night in baseball. It did not have to do with our Braves, but we'll tell you about that. And also, we'll get back into Bryce Young. That's who we're facing this week.
Mm.
And last time we saw him, it was not pretty. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys, hanging out, getting ready to speak with Coach here in the next hour or so. We'll talk to Jake Matthews as well. By the way, last time we saw Bryce Young, he was really good. That's a given because they beat us.
Right.
But he has completed 53 of 90 passes. That's 58% completion rate.
Okay, that's not where you want to be in the NFL, but
no.
Some come from behind this week, I guess, right?
482 yeah. yards, four touchdowns, three interceptions. He's been sacked a total of four times to start this season. We just told you Michael Penix, our guy's not giving away the ball, right? Here Bryce Young is, and I think, Mike, you get to pressing again, right? You start thinking, all right, well, I got to make plays. So four touchdowns, three interceptions. And, again, I did not watch all of their game last week. I know Arizona was playing, and I saw Kyler Murray running around like he normally does. But the Panthers have rushed for a total of 162 yards through the first two games. Guys, Bijan rushed for 140 last Sunday night.
Right.
Okay, so we're just laying out for you, like, Bryce Young, first of all, will throw it to us, okay? So we could get more picks. Secondly, they have not scared anybody. Like, we have scared folks now around the league going, damn, if they run the ball like that, trust me, everybody around the league saw that and was like, okay, if they are able to do that, this Penix kid is going to open up this offense. And also, the Panthers' defense has yet to generate any sacks. So that's another thing that you can look at going into Sunday and say, all right, here's some areas we feel halfway good about, Mike, heading into this game. That doesn't mean they won't get one against us, but the way our offensive line played last week, I feel really good about that.
Yeah, Dave Archer was talking yesterday. We mentioned in the first segment of the show about, you know, the money they invested on that side of the football. But, yeah, we opened at 3.5. We're now up to a 5.5-point We're a 5.5-point favorite.
On the road.
I see. We scored two offensive touchdowns.
You're not buying it? You're not buying it?
You know, I mean,
no?
I mean, 3 in 2 weeks. But, I mean, you know, I just, all right, okay. I mean, just see that red zone pop, man. I want to see that. I want to see
some. You know what this is? I think this is you come off of a Sunday night win, okay? Dominant defensive performance for the Falcons.
Right.
And then, Mike, I also think they're looking at how their offensive line is banged up. And I think that you know, Vegas is looking at this and going, is Carolina going to be able to stay within a touchdown of Atlanta based on what we know? Now, we'll see as we get to the end of the week if this thing moves again. You know, I haven't bet with our picks. We don't bet the Falcons.
Right.
But we haven't taken the Falcons yet. At least I haven't. I don't think you have either.
No.
To start the season. But this might be one of those games.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
This might be one of those games, and I know what you're saying.
Right.
I expect us to win. You just don't know if it's five and a half or 6 points.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, you look at our stats. We got 3 touchdowns in 2 games. Michael Penix has 1 touchdown thrown to the texter's point earlier, and we did try to – we're not trying to make excuses. We're just telling you what happened. You had 2 banged-up wide receivers, and we had a big drop that drive results in a touchdown. But we have been getting into that old – and, again, it has nothing to do with this team, but to Falcon fans that are always like, I'll believe it when I see it. This is that red zone, dead zone, which drives us crazy.
It is.
Which I hope we don't want to see that anymore. But we only got 3 touchdowns for 2 weeks, and we're a 5.5-point favorite on the road. That's a bit rich for me.
Okay. We will get deeper into that. Our picks are coming up on Friday, as we normally do, guys. And last week was a good week for me. 404-726-0929.
Well, it's about damn time.
Hey, be quiet over there, will you? 404-726-0929. All right, big old man, let's get to the daily download. Can't be perfect all the time, Mike. Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. First and foremost, guys, let's hear from Rook, because Oro showed up, but so did that D-line Sunday night. He was asked about, can the defense have a similar performance against the Panthers?
We just have to take it one day at a time. That performance didn't just happen. It came with the preparation throughout the week. And I feel like if we take that same formula that we did this week into all the other weeks going on, it'll be very good for our success going on as a team.
Look, I think we hold these guys to under 17 points.
Oh, man. It sounds to me like you're ready to make an investment here.
And I'll tell you why, because I don't think we're going to make the mistakes on the back half like we did in that last game at the end of the season last year. I think Xavier Watts is a dude. I think Billy Bowman's a dude. And I don't think they have enough, Mike, to scare us down the field. Their rookie wide receiver is really good. But we can bracket him. And if you're going to tell me Justin Jefferson had 3 catches, I'm just feeling really good about the opportunity on Sunday. Look, they'll score. I think they'll score. I don't think they score more than 20 points.
I mean, Bryce has thrown 4 touchdowns, 3 picks you referred to, the 4 sacks you mentioned. You know, the run game, yeah, you said it. It's really not there. McMillan, the rookie, I mean, that kid looks like the real deal. But you're right. If now, and we don't know what's up with A.J. Terrell. A.J. Terrell missed the second half, basically, in that game. If the Falcons, that's their prerogative. A lot of NFL teams just don't give you the info. But we'll try to get it out. If he says day-to-day, I mean, he did say that about, let's be honest about the wide receivers. They did play, but the hamstring's a little bit different, isn't it? I mean, what's your spidey sense tell you about AJ?
No, look, if I'm coach, and I'm not, I don't play him. I mean, I just don't want to risk my number one corner in week 3. Mike,
you can maybe limp to the bye week,
yes,
and then get everybody right.
He re-injures it just by chance, let's say Sunday. Okay, so now what? Now he's out for sure a good 3-4 weeks. So you even get to the bye week and you don't have AJ coming out of that. I think it's okay to sit him based on the circumstances if that's going to be the decision. And by the way, we don't know that yet. We'll ask coach and see if he fills us in on that.
Now, one way to look at it, these are all one possession games that the Jaguars have lost, both on the road. I should say the Carolina Panthers, they lost to the Jaguars, and then they lost to the Cardinals, as Carl just mentioned. But both games on the road, one possession.
Yep,
so,
yep.
And now we're a 5.5-point favorite, and we've only scored 3 touchdowns. That's why I'm just maybe I'll feel better about this later. I hear about the injury report, but this is another division game, and they came back and
they beat us, and that's another reason why. And look, I feel confident only because I know they're gonna. Most of the guys in this locker room who were here last year are gonna be up for this game. That was embarrassing
last
year. I mean, to end the season the way you did, based on where we were, and that was supposed to be, you know, a run-of-the-mill team at the end of the year with a quarterback who had been benched for 8 weeks. So I think most of these guys will be up for Sunday, but we'll see. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929.
Talking to Mark Ramondi today, and we were joking around about the metrics. He gets a kick when I bellyache about analytics.
Yeah.
But Mark put it out there today from ESPN. Ruka, row, 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 row your boat. As you said, ninth in the league in interior D lineman in pass rush win rate. Now, again, he did win rate to a sack. That's a win-win-win-win, right? But no, but that, I mean, the numbers, as Arch brought up the other day, certainly show you that, you know, there's things that are trending the right way. We also found out today from Josh Kendall, I think D-Led had it as well, that I don't think we saw James Pierce Jr. so far out there today.
Yeah, maybe, and we'll find out again if that's just, hey, he was nursing a little something and it's not a big deal, or, you know, did he get a little rest today? I don't know. It's not uncommon, by the way. I know everybody thinks, you know, every single day everybody's out there. It's not uncommon, especially for vets, but for James Pierce, maybe he was nursing a little something, and they just want to make sure he's ready to go for Sunday. Hey, man, Braves win a doubleheader against the Nationals, 6-3 in game one, 5-0 in game two. They now have won four in a row, and more than, you know, anything, it's like, well, this could have happened, you know, I don't know, 2-3 months ago. Yeah. But I know this season has been such a roller coaster. And, you know, for the good news is, guys like Matt Olson, he's hitting. You know, Drake Baldwin, he's hitting. Matter of fact,
the numbers, but here's the argument about the stats, because baseball is so stat dominated.
Yes.
He needed to be. Well, again, it's not his fault. There's nobody on base to knock in.
Right.
But, I mean, when we talked about, like, all those, you know, the solo shots and everything, but this is the kind of the tear he's on now, the season's over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the bad news is, good news, if this was the heart of the pennant race, man, Acuna's had one of the worst spells he's ever been in.
Well,
we talked about that with Grant the other day.
You know what, though? Can I tell y'all something? He shut down after the injury.
Yeah, not the same. The most recent one.
He shut down after the injury. And that's why I said don't play him.
Right.
This is why I said don't play him. It's not – guys, if you think Acuna can't play, did you guys see the assist he had in the outfield a couple of nights ago? Like, he still can just turn it on when he wants to. Mike, I just feel like after the injury and the way the season's gone, he was like, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Right. And again, Matt Olson, the guys that I – when I get into it with Matt Olson, look, he's the Iron Man. He makes great – plays great defense. And the stats at the end of the year will be there. But with the stats there when the season was on the line.
You're right. Because does he see these same pitches if it was different?
I mean, talk to me about when Matt Olson had, like, the you know, it was 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position before the season got away from us. But that's an argument these guys don't want to have. They just look at the numbers and go, Matt Olson's elite. Okay.
Matt Olson, 3-run triple. Braves, by the way, as we said, they beat the Nats back-to-back in that doubleheader. But here's an example of what Mike's talking about.
Olson, it's fair. He takes an 0-2 curveball and rips it down the line. It rattles around in the corner. It's going to clear the bases. And Olson wants three. He's got it. A 3-RBI triple.
He's having a great year as far as the average. You know,
yes.
We talked about his baseball card. He's above that. And, and this goes across the board. The injuries, everything started to, you know, sort of add up. But there was just such a lack of clutch at times in the first 2 months of the season, starting with the way the season began.
Mm-hmm.
That you look, not many teams, remember the argument was, wow, look at these guys. They're digging their way out of an 0-7. No, you didn't. you didn't dig your way out of that 0-7 start. Looked like it for a minute, but
yeah.
No.
Well, and by the way, what we mean is you get different pitches when you're in a pennant race, and you get pitched differently. Your team does, guys. When you have two teams that are not playing for anything, it's almost like you get back to, hey, how I'm going to finish the season? Pat my stats a little bit, make sure that I'm good heading into next year, especially if it's a contract year. And Mike, as pitchers, sometimes you're just working on things. You're not going to the playoffs. So you're pitched differently in these circumstances. I'm not telling you guys don't want to get out, but it's a different animal, especially with 2 weeks to go in the season, how I approach you as a batter.
Right. Olson, you know, I mean, this is his most balanced season. I mean, all across, even like in 2023, there were some cold spells.
Yeah.
But this has been his most complete season. But as I said, unfortunately, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing, because either there weren't guys on base or other dudes were banged up, and then the pitching broke down.
It did break down. Hey, Kyle Riley, guys, passes Mickey Mantle for switch hitter home run single season record with his 55th home run.
Wow.
This guy's been a monster. And again, we're not watching him, and I'm saying we is the royal we as Braves fans. because he plays in Seattle.
Right. It's the thing. I don't even – I knew he was good. He was solid at FSU. But the tear he's on at this level is just insane. But what a hell of a story, man. And, again, you know, we're going to see next year how does it work with Drake Baldwin. I guess they'll continue to have the platoon at catcher once Murphy is 100%.
Yeah.
But, again, now we found out about that hip injury with Murph. But I'm just curious, are we going to try to beef up the shortstop position this offseason?
That's a good question.
I know we've drafted a bunch of guys, but they're way down the road.
They're not ready. You know, it's one of those conversations we hope to get into with Alex Anthopoulos about when you talk about priorities.
We'll do the postseason postmortem.
Yes, right? Because you could say right now there's probably six things that need to be addressed, but what's the number one priority? And where does that fall, Mike? Is that third or fourth on the list when you start saying these are things we absolutely have to do this offseason?
I got to agree. Two – frontline pitchers, veteran starting pitchers.
Got to.
That, you know, they're over 500 for their career, please.
Got to.
You know, and can eat some innings that we want to see.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus, guys. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
And by the way, we talked about the player option. Speaking of the shortstop position or middle of the infield, Ha-Seong Kim.
He's been fine.
7-for-15 his last four games.
Yeah, he's been fine. That might be a pleasant surprise for us if he's completely healthy going into next spring, and it looks like he's healthy. That might be another steal for Alex.
Again, we're getting back to the Falcons, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing Dave O'Brien was saying. He said yesterday, really impressed with his entire game, talking about Ha-Seong Kim has really fit seamlessly into the Braves clubhouse. Mm-hmm. He thinks the Braves should try to sign him to a three-year deal before he even decides on the player option.
Well, it'd be smart.
We just talked about what do you do at shortstop.
Yeah, and it'll be cheaper. And this was the risk. This is the kind of stuff that goes under the radar because the team's not really good and we're not watching for the playoffs. Alex brings in a guy that may end up helping you big time. Right. And remember, Profar starting the season next year.
And I think the Rays owner they are kind of working on a budget. They just want to get him off the books after he had a horrible season.
So a healthy Profar, not even healthy, just not a suspended Profar.
Right.
Kim in the lineup. Now things start to look a little different. Go get his pitching, man.
Right.
But we'll get to that when the season's done. Hey, when we come back, hamstring injury, not just for our guy, AJ, but also for a running back around the league that has him limping around. And also the concerns about Joe Burrow. We got to talk about this because people are starting to say it now, and it's a shame. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.